May it cotton Yoshami, corresponding to May it cotton Bavli, Daf Chavvav. We begin Yoshami on Daf Yudzayin on a base on the fifth wide line, Al Sifa Satayra. Al Sifa Satayra Menayin, Vahi Kikoya Yudi, Shalosh Al Sifa Abba. What is the source for tearing over the burning of a Torah scroll? The Pasuk says, Neumia Perik Lamed Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, and it happened that whenever Yehudi read three or four Delasais, Mao Shalosh Delasais, Vahba, Talas Arba Psukim, Kenjigil Pasaka Hamishi, Yashem Hoge Aruv Pishaya, Miad Yikara Betea, Beta Hasef Evagamer, Lepachadu Valeko F Big Dehem. What are the three or four Delasais referring to? Three or four Psukim. When it comes to the fifth Pasuk, the Pasuk says in Echa, Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, as Hashem has afflicted her because of her many sins, immediately, let me quote the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Chof Gimel, he will cut it out with the blade of a scribe. And the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Chof Dalad, they did not fear and they did not tear their clothes. Havoya Tamil Chacham Shemeis Koroya Sefer Torah Shenisraf. If a person sees a Torah sage that died, it's as if he saw the burning of a Torah scroll. Amar Yavo, Yavo Alai Im Ta'amti Klum Kol Oysa Yom. We all said I should be punished if I tasted anything that entire day that I heard of the death of a Torah sage. Rabbi Yona, Hava Betzor Kad Shama De Damich Berei De Yavo, Af Al Gav De Ochal Guvna De Shosa Maya Aske Tzoyim Hahu Yoma. Rabbi Yona was once in Tzor, he heard of the death of Yavo's son, even though he had eaten cheese and drank water that day, the rest of the day he fasted. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chuna Barchia, Have Yasibin Ases Namisa Vechatast Tefiloi Tevichuna Barchia Sada Rabbi Vachanka. Rabbi Abba and Uchuna Barchia were once sitting. An ostrich came and grabbed the tefillin of Uchuna Barchia. Rabbi Abba trapped the ostrich, choked it, and took back the tefillin. Amalei Uchuna Barchia Oid Maat Vayinu Boim Ledei Sefes Torah. Uchuna Barchia said to Rabbi Abba, "Any longer, and it would have been like a Torah scroll being burned." Amalei Vadain Ad Lazu Kain Amar Biyomia B'Shem Rav Ein Koyim Ela Al Sefer Torah Shesofu Melech Yisrael B'Zoya Kigon Yoyakim Ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda B'Chavirov. Rabbi Abba replied, "You are mistaken in two ways, as Rabbi Yomia quoted from a Rav that one only tears through a Torah scroll that was burned by force by a king of Yisrael, such as Yoyakim Ben Yoshio, king of Yehuda, and his friends." Ula Biriyei Rabbi Laza B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Haroya Sefer Torah Shenisraf Chayav Likoya Ala Gvil Mivnei Atzmai Ula Biriya and Rav Elazar quoting Rav Chanina said, "One who sees a burnt Torah scroll must tear over the parchment and text separately." Ma'atayma achri sruf ha-melech es ha-megillah es ha-droim es ha-megillah ze-agvil es ha-droim ze-aksav. Why is this? It's a pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk of Zion. After the king burned the scroll and the words. The scroll is the parchment and the words the text. Rebrachia, Rabbi Chalbay, Ola Biriya, Rav Elazar b'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'asos, Rosh Chilel Sadikim La'asid La'avei. Rav Rachia, Rav Chalbay, Ola Biriya, Rav Elazar quoting Rav Chanina said that in the future, the Holy One will make a circle for the righteous in the world to come. My timer, Shisu Libchem L'Chela L'Chela K'siv. V'Sadikim Marinoisa Be'etzba V'Oimeh, Hizeh Elokim Elokeinu Olam Vo'ed, Hu Yinageo Almus, Almus Ba'alimus, Almus Bezvizios, Almus Ki'ilein Olimta. What's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Yudalad, "Mark in your hearts, Lechela, her ramparts." The pasuk is actually written as Lechela, which means meaning a circle. The righteous will point to him with their fingers, and as the pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Tezvav, "For this is God, our God, forever. He will guide us forever." Almus. This word is expanded in three ways. Hidden means his movements are not noticeable because they're so swift. Zealous, and the third is like these young men who walk swiftly and smoothly. Turgum Akilas Atana Sira Oilam Shein Boy Mavis. Vasadikim Marin Oisai Beedzba Vaime Kive Elokim Elokeinu Oilam Boed Hu Yinagenu Al Mus Hu Yinagenu Boilam Aze Hu Yinagenu Boilam Abo. Akilas at Nasira explained that Al Mus means a world without death. The righteous will point with their fingers and say, "For this is God, our God, forever, he will guide us forever." Almus is expounded in the plural. He will guide us in this world and in the next world. V'yalu Yerushalayim v'al Beis HaMikdash v'yavohu anoshim mishchem v'mishilah v'mishomron v'shisei shmoinim anoshim v'gorchei zakan v'kurei v'godim. One tears upon Yerushalayim and the temple. And this is derived from the pasuk. It says in Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Hey, and men came from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Shomron, 80 men with shaved beards and torn clothing. Echad Sheshama Shechav Yerushalayim, Echad Haroya Es Yerushalayim, Bechorbana Chayav Likoya. The person must tell whether he heard of the destruction of Yerushalayim or whether he saw Yerushalayim in its state of destruction. Haroya Es Yerushalayim Min Hasofim Chayav Likoya. One who sees Yerushalayim from the Sofim means a place from which one can see Yerushalayim, or closer, he must tear. Istanaitani Moisif Alakera. The first Baisa teaches that when the Baisa said he tears over Yerushalayim and over the temple, the implication is that he tears twice. According to the first Baisa, he extends his original tear. Istanaitani Tachila Sakera Tefach Vatosefus Kosher. And the second Baisa says his original tear is a Tefach, which is a hand width, and the addition is any amount. A third Baisa says his original tear is a tefach, and the addition is 3 finger breadths. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'mishayimah, Tchilas Akera, Tefach, Tosafot Kosher. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, and Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the Halacha follows the second Baisa. Mar Avdil Kana Safa, when the mourner tears, must the tear reach the edge of the garment? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Lakish, Vichazik, David, Vivagadov, and Chazaka, Pachis Metefach. The answer is that Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, said that the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, and David grabbed hold of his garments. It's not called grabbing if it's less than a Tefach. Vikam, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Shur, Ben Levi, Mikan, Shud, Sorech, Lavdil, Kana, Safa. And he tore them clearly into two. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shur, Ben Levi, says, from here we learn that a person must tear his garment until the edge. Meis le meis kareya. Meis le meis acher, afilu sheshame al aviv, v'al imoy, v'al rabbi, shelim de chokhma, kareya kera echad lekulam. If a person tore over one relative and then another relative died, even if it's one of his parents or his rab that taught him with great his wisdom, he makes one tear for all of them. Rav Yehuda ben Tema oimer, kareya azeh b'fnei atzmai, azeh b'fnei atzmai, or vajra yase al aviv, v'al imoy, v'shal imoy tosefes. Rav Yehuda ben Tema said that he tears for a parent separately and for another relative separately, but he should not merely extend the tear for a parent. The question is this not the same as the first statement? Rather, it means that he should not extend the tear made for a parent. Rav Yehuda ben Masna Yosi bar Manasseh b'shem Rav halacha Rav Yehuda ben Tema. Rav Yehuda and Rav Masna and Yosi bar Manasseh, quoting Rav, said that the halacha follows Rav Yehuda ben Tema. If one relative died and he tore, and then another relative died, he may extend the first tear. How much can he extend the tear? Rav Chanina said, until it reaches his navel. An elder quoted a brisa to Rabbi Zeira, even if he had no garment to tear and he received a garment during the 7 days of mourning, he must tear it then. Amalei would be Zera had a detainer b'shar akoyv meval al aviv al imoy fir la'achah kama chayav likoya. But Zera said to the elder, this refers to other relatives, but for a parent he must tear even later than the first 7 days. Meis le meis kareya, meis le meis acher mauchik shalosh etzvoy for kareya. If one's relative died and he tore and then another relative died, he moves 3 finger breadths away from the first tear and tears again. Shomer menfonov, mascha me'achrov, shomer menamalon, mascha menamaton. If there is no more room in front, he begins to tear at the back of the garment by reversing it. If there is no more room at the top, he begins to tear below by turning his garment upside down. If both areas are torn, Rav Chiya, son of Ada of Yaffa, says he has become like a pecher, which is one who is naked and therefore exempt from tearing. Rav Chinna bar Papa salak gabei Rav Chanochem bar Chiya nafek legabei lavish santiri. Chanina bar Papa visited Rabbi Tanachem bar Chiya, who was mourning. Rabbi Tanachem came out to greet him wearing a santiria. Mao santiria, ma'anin delay chafisim. What's a santiria? It's a garment without seams, means without any tears. Amalei hada minan lach. Rabbi Chanina bar Tanachem said to Rabbi Tanachem, from where did you learn this? Amalei hachin hava Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Avad, Amalei ispal aleinu. Rabbi Tanachem replied, this was the practice of Rabbi Simon, please pray for us. Amalei yisoid to aseich. Rechina said, Hashem should close your breach, as during the entire year of mourning, judgment is stretched over the family. The As Rabbi Yochanan said, for the 7 days of mourning, the sword is drawn until 30 days of rising and falling. After 12 months, it returns to its sheath. It's comparable to a pile of stones. As soon as one stone shakes, all of the stones shake. Rabbi Elazar says, if a baby boy is born in the family, the entire family is healed.